Live from Wilton, WICC 600 and 95.9. It's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on the Voice of Connecticut.
So we have, to round out our diner tour today in Wilton, Jennifer and Jerami. And you are the creator of Wilton Needs, a nonprofit here helping young adults with disabilities through baking, which is such a cool concept. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What is Wilton Needs? And by the way, Needs is K-N-E-A-D-S.
Yep.
You know.
Need the dough.
Right. I love that. First of all, what is it that you guys do?
So we are in the beginning process. We don't have a physical bakery yet. I have a cottage license, so I bake out of the house. We do snack mixes with the high school club that we have on Mondays. And then we're also making mixes and decorating cupcakes with our 18 to 22 year olds programming, which is called Community Steps here in Wilton. So we kind of are baking and cooking around town, just getting the name out there, getting the word, raising money so that we can sign a lease to open a brick and mortar bakery.
That's amazing. And what are the young adults who are part of your nonprofit, what are they gaining from, baking?
So a lot of skill. There's math with the measuring. They're learning to clean up after themselves, which is a great skill for everybody to have.
Yep.
A little bit of marketing. So they'll put the labels on the bags for us.
Which are beautiful. I'm looking at them right now.
Thank you. Our little granola bag. And then they actually decorate the back of our bread bags.
So, I was wondering.
Yes.
So it's beautiful.
The Community Steps kids decorate our bread bags just to make everybody smile.
Which, thank you for the bread.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to lose all of it to the entire team, but it's okay because I love my team and I will share it with them.
I can always make you more.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
You're very welcome. And once the bakery's open, so, you know, somebody's got to work the register. Someone help the customers with their orders. And then in the back, at any given day, they'll be baking, icing, packaging. And if anybody's savvy enough, help us with the website, help us with our social media. And then, of course, when the customer leaves, you know, wipe down the tables, clean up after them. So it's kind of a full circle of any retail-based business or any kitchen-based business.
Yeah. Also, learning patience, because let me tell you, my husband is a fantastic cook, and I'm so lucky in that regard. And my grandmother, when she was alive, she was amazing at baking. I never had that skill, and part of it was because of patience that I just did not have. And so that skill also you can really learn in the kitchen, for sure.
Yeah, and it's, you know, baking, we're learning, is a science. If it says a quarter teaspoon, they mean it.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can't be off at all.
Versus like making a sauce, you can just throw anything in that you want to.
You're so right. Yeah. The Italian in me messes. That's also why I can't bake, because I'm like, oh, just throw some here and there. No, you can't do that with baking. No. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What pulled at your heartstrings to create this nonprofit?
So we have three kids. Our youngest, Patch, had a stroke before he was born.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were kind of, he was born into this world with all sorts of disabilities. And another friend of mine, Jen, who we started this with, her youngest, Sydney, has some disabilities as well. And the kids are roughly the same age. And we're just like looking ahead, like what's next for these kids?
Of course.
And with every disability, there's a spectrum. So Patch has cerebral palsy, intellectually disabled, but it's a spectrum.
Of course.
So if he were to walk in here right now, he would talk your ear off. He would tell you he's not working at the bakery because he's waiting for the Yankees to call him up to play.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, like, why don't we just work at the bakery until
they
Yankees call you?
Mm-hmm.
So we just trying to fill a void that we're seeing right now. And especially after high school, it kind of drops off.
No kidding. I have a younger brother on the autism spectrum. Very high functioning. But, yeah, my mom, who's sitting behind you, went through this exact same thing. Yes. Yeah, we're talking to you, Mom. It's okay. We're in good company, Mom. So continue. Yeah.
You know, so it's how can we give these kids as many tools in their toolbox? Because after the school programming ends, then what is next?
What happens?
So if you, and this is literally for any kid, if you can gain some skills and an education in X, so a bakery setting, you could then go work at any restaurant. You can work at Orm's. Like, I know how to safely handle food. I know how to greet a customer.
It's amazing how those skills are transferable.
Yeah, and
you're
like,
so right.
Are all these kids going to work in a bakery for the rest of their lives? Maybe not. But maybe you get those one or two that are like, I want to be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just training in a safe environment, in an understanding environment, that these kids can learn and move on and hopefully live great, fulfilled lives.
It's offering opportunity, which I personally appreciate so much, and I can't thank you enough for that. If people want more information about Wilton Needs, where do they go?
WiltonNeeds.org, KNEADS. And our Instagram and Facebook, the same, Wilton Needs.
I love that. I also really love your shirt, and I want one.
Thank you.
Wilton Needs. Wilton Needs.
My husband came up with that. Pretty
clever. Well, nice job, hubby. I really like it. And Jennifer, thank you for the work that you do and for being part of the Diner Tour. We really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we will put a link on our website. We'll put it with your podcast so people can find out more information.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Wilton, for letting us be here for stop number 3 at Orem's Diner.